plagued a potential nugget.
In summary, Prakash, this podcast series is titled Play to Potential, which is about individuals discovering what they have potential for and playing the best game. We've spoken about a bunch of things, but two, three things you want to leave the listeners with for people to play to their potential?
So if you want to play to your potential, I'd like to submit that you should have a PhD. And for me, that's a recurring theme for people who play to their potential, people who seem to get it right, people who seem to be able to do a lot more than might have looked possible. I think they all have a PhD. And for me, the PhD is really about those three things. The P is for the passion. I think you got to be passionate about what you do. You've got to be excited about what you do. You've got to really love what you do. I think time is too short to be wasted on doing things you don't enjoy doing. So passion, extremely important. I think that passion's got to be backed with hunger. You must be hungry for success. You must be hungry for more. And I think one of the challenges for this generation can be the fact that they are not hungry. They are passionate, but the hunger isn't there. And you'll see that when you look at people who achieve, people who kind of make a difference to this world, they are people who are hungry for more. You know, and I know outsourcing has been quite a fad in all these years, but hunger still can't be outsourced to someone else. I think you've got to feel it for yourself. You've got to want it badly. And I think that's therefore passion, there's hunger. And that brings me to the D, and that's discipline. I think you can be passionate and hungry, but if you don't have the discipline to kind of see it through, you won't really achieve very much. And I think you've got to have the discipline to stick with it, to do it when it's not comfortable, to do it when the odds are stacked against you, to keep running along when you see hurdles on the way and you say, hey, you know what, I'll find another way. I love the story of a gymnast who was apparently, you know, she won a silver. And when they asked her how she did it, she said, simple, I practiced when I felt like it. And I practiced when I didn't feel like it. You know, the good news is most of us are halfway to winning a medal because we do things when we feel like it.
It's like the Chole coin toss.
Right? It's a bit like the Chole coin toss, yeah. So I think if you can get yourself that PhD, be passionate, be hungry, be disciplined, I think you'll give yourself a chance, you know, to play to your potential. And you know what? You owe it to yourself. I think each of us owes it to ourselves to play to our potential because it's such a waste to see that potential not being utilized. So I think we owe it to ourselves. We owe it to the world at large to play to our potential.
That's a wonderful way of wrapping up the chat, Prakash. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me here. I've enjoyed this too, Deepak. Thanks.
PhD is an interesting way of framing how one could tap one's potential. If we really think about it, passion gives you direction, hunger gives you momentum, and discipline ensures that you stay the course over the long term. Hope you found this conversation purposeful. For more, please visit audioboom.com and look for Play to Potential. Thank you for listening. Bye now.